Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Happy post-Thanksgiving Day weekend to you and yours.
Oh, well, thank you. And I was actually going to wish you the exact same thing.
That is really nice of you. I just want to shout out our friends over at Plated.com. Plated.com is a service, a website that we went to where we could order meals that would be delivered to our home that we can cook ourselves.
Right. It is a site for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping.
I mean, that's us. And so, yeah, we don't need to go to the grocery store. We can get this delivered right to our door. It has all the ingredients. It has everything portioned out exactly to the T.
Right. So they'll send us, you know, white wine. You only need 2 tablespoons of it. You don't need a whole bottle. So,
yeah, so you're not stuck with that extra white wine or like paprika or thyme or sage or whatever, right? You get the perfect amount. I love the fact that we could make what we make.
We made a pumpkin ziti, we made a pollock and papillote, and we made a acorn squash that is stuffed with sausage.
You know, everything sounds so fancy and it tastes delicious, but when it comes to actually making this stuff, it's not so hard because they send you the recipes detailed down to the most minuscule thing, and they have these pictures that can show you. For example, I don't know the difference between like mincing and dice, but because it's on this thing pictured there, I can look at it and be like, oh, that's what a dice looks like.
Right. And by the way, when you just said dice, I thought that you were about to say like Nelly's song, the one that starts like, dice?
Right.
Wait a minute now. Uh-oh.
See, I minced the celery.
Right, you didn't Nelly the celery.
I didn't Nelly the celery.
Right.
So, I'm thrilled with everything that Plated has done for us. I think that it made our evenings pretty easy. We didn't have to go to the grocery store. We didn't have to worry about much. Here's what everyone out there who's listening to A Waste of Time should do. Go to Plated.com/time to prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. If you go to Plated.com/time right now, you'll get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. That's a free dinner for two. If you go to Plated.com/time,
Plated.com/time,
Plated.com/time.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Clapback, a.k.a. Critically Acclaimed.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Bodies on the Ground, a.k.a. 7 a.m. Yoga Class.
Yo, what up? It's A.R. Raiders, a.k.a. Young Cashley Banks.
Yo, what up? It's Brittany Sky, a.k.a. Litney Sky. Let's do this.
Yeah, and this is a waste of time with this, the real. Guys,
we finally made it happen.
Yeah, you're really here on the Upper West Side.
We are. Whining and dining.
Well, thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for cooking.
Oh, of course. Well, let's just say this is the first breakfast podcast I feel like we've done, right?
Yeah, this is a little early for us.
So what do we have here?
We have scrambled eggs.
Yes.
We have a hash made of Yukon Gold potatoes.
Yep.
Sweet potatoes.
Yep.
Honeycrisp apples.
Yep.
Onions.
Yep.
Turnip. And that's it.
So you guys normally get up early?
Well,
Ashley loves breakfast.
Early for me, but I do love breakfast.
Are you a breakfast, like, you could eat at any meal type of person?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but maybe I have to be in the mood for it. But most of the time, you know, I'm here for pancakes, eggs, bacon.
When you were living in Miami in high school and you would go out and you would, like, end up at a diner at the end of the night, that was perfect for you?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Denny's.
No, just what about in Queens?
Give me a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Just not today.
I'm on a diet, so I shouldn't even be eating this.
Are you dieting just in general, or you have a specific thing that you're dieting for?
I have a goal, so I'm doing like a fitness challenge.
Oh, for real?
And I'm starting another one, so.
That's why we see you in the gym all the time on your Snapchat.
Yep, that's why.
Wait, who are you competing against?
Myself.
Oh, wow.
The man, the female in the mirror.
See, that's something I just don't understand. Like,
what, competing against yourself?
No, like bettering myself. Like, I'm just not. That's something I don't understand.
You know, it's like I always want to work out and I'll do it for like 2 days. I'm one of those people like, my New Year's resolution is I'm going to work out and I do it for like 2 days and then I'm like, fuck this.
Have you ever lasted a year with a New Year's resolution? Like, regardless of what it was. It doesn't have to be in the gym.
You know what? I'm going to give you honest opinion. Answer, I'm actually not sure.
I lasted 8 months as a pescatarian, and then summer came, and I was like, fuck this.
Whoa.
Like, I love burgers.
Yeah.
So. I'm, like, really trying to think.
I gave up cookies 1 year, and I went the whole year without eating them.
You gave up cookies?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I made some Toll Houses last night.
No, I'm back.
Oh, I'm back.
I'm saying years
back
ago.
And better than ever.
Yeah, I made that commitment.
Was that for, like, Lent?
Yes, it was for Lent.
Yeah, what do you guys give up for Lent? Cookies, really?
For the Jews?
Yeah,
we give up.
I give up like
Christianity.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I've actually never done that, the give up for Lent.
Never?
So, nope.
Not at all.
No, I've actually, I'm not.
You do the opposite.
I'm not very religious. I don't even growing up, I only went to church if I stayed at my friend Vanessa's house because her parents would make us go to church. But
did you pretend to know like
the words
what they were talking
yeah
about?
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah. Well,
did you go to church?
In there.
Here and there. Yeah. My mom grew up in church. She went like 3-4 times a week, so she never wanted to like
three or four times a week.
Yeah.
What do you do 3 or 4 times a week there?
Just listen to the gospel.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Eric.
I don't know. This is so foreign to me. Yeah.
Amen.
Well, we get a lot of questions like, do Jews celebrate Thanksgiving? Which
that is a serious question I have because
it's an American holiday.
Wait, but are you guys like traditional Jews? Like,
no.
Peter Rosenberg is more Jewish than we are.
Really?
Right. Yeah, yeah. We're Reformed Jews.
But I don't
Jews.
Think that he's very Jewish either. So, yeah. So.
We're Reformed Jews. So it means like we used to go to like synagogue like twice a year. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for Rosh Hashanah and for Yom Kippur.
Right.
Which are generally around the same time.
Forgot, yeah.
So you guys never went to Hebrew school or anything?
No, we did. We did. But at a certain... So I was the older child, and I was like, I'm not really, like, into this. And so after
it.
I had my bar mitzvah, it was a
which
wrap.
Which is probably popping. I went to a lot of bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs growing up.
Oh, in Miami?
They were cracking.
Yeah, please.
I'm waiting to DJ one. You guys got the
like,
money.
Like, full-on yeah. party.
First of all,
can we just say, Brittany took the gig that Eric and I want very badly, which is that Brittany DJ'd at the New York Liberty game.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
That was really cool, yeah.
I mean, well, let's just say for the people who don't know, Ashley Outrageous and Brittany Sky are really, really big out here on social media.
Yeah, they are two women who are coming up in the New York City hip-hop scene.
Yes.
And they're at every single event. They are at, I mean, you guys can just tell them.
Just like a DJ slash tastemaker?
Okay.
Know.
Yeah. No, but if you're like going to write your taxes or whatever, yeah.
Oh man,
your decks.
Yeah.
What would you? I don't know.
I mean, we put like
hip hop
like,
sketch comedians, and we just hope that the government understands.
I think we write writers, right? That's what we do.
Yeah.
Or
writers.
Like, yeah.
What do you do?
I
still don't do my taxes. So
no. But I mean, the people who
I
do
think
your taxes.
My accountant has put like media advertising.
Really?
But I would like when I say like to people like. In the industry and stuff, or someone that just asks me what I do. It's just saying, like, you know, blogger, same thing like tastemaker or
when people ask me what I
influencer.
Do, I tell them
sure.
That's
I say
dope.
Digital trap star, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I was
yes,
on a list
I move
of that.
Weight.
Yeah.
And they're like, what?
Yeah,
do you make that
gotcha.
Face when you say it? You're just like very convincing. I move weight.
Yeah. They're like, you do what? I'm like, no, I do.
Do your parents understand what you guys do?
My parents do, yes. Fortunately, my parents have actually been very supportive. After high school, I went to school for graphic design, and then I went to South by Southwest my first time in 2010, and right when I came back, I was like, fuck this. It's not what I want to do. I'm not going to, you know, make you guys help keep paying for my art institute over here, and this is what I'm doing. And they've been very supportive ever since. You know, they've... showed all my family like things that I do are always asking. My dad goes on my website. Like,
her mom's the shit.
They have social media to keep up with me. Like they'll call me like, what are you doing on your Snapchat? What are you doing on your Instagram? What are you tweeting about? And I'm like, so sometimes I'm always thinking like, I hope I'm going to say something.
That's how I feel about Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like, mom, please tell me you don't use Snapchat. She's like, I have it. I don't know how to use it. I'm like, please don't learn.
Yeah.
Because I get ratchet
See,
on Snapchat.
Gonna,
like,
believe me, I've seen. But I feel like your mom, that makes her want to now get Snapchat.
Why? Because I'm like, don't get one.
Yeah, don't get one, yeah.
Do you involve your mom with your Snapchat? I'm new to Snapchat.
I
so
try
like,
to put her on it, but she's like, no.
No, but like when you're at home, do you like, you know, include her in your snaps?
I try to do it, and she's like, wait, can
she
you take it again?
Up.
Yeah, she'll put her hand up, and she'll be like, no, I don't want to be on your thing. I don't want to be on your thing.
She's not like, yo, at me?
No.
I definitely just had my mom on my Snapchat dabbing.
Really?
Oh my, God.
My friend Dimmy taught her. It was crazy. But it was she was doing kind of like a, almost like a Hitler type thing. And I was like, this snap.
Thank God these things disappear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I feel like the only person I really want to follow right now on Snapchat, sorry for you guys, is DJ Khaled and also Rick Ross. They are the only worthwhile people to follow. Right now.
I agree. Did you see DJ Khaled
first of all,
yesterday?
Yeah,
getting his head rubbed?
You saying, did you see? It's like, yes. I absolutely,
I
like, I'm the first one. I'm the first one to see every single one of it. I'm like a real creep.
I heard they're really funny. I haven't followed them yet. I'm gonna.
Oh my god!
Did you hear they were real funny from Jeff? Because that's all he's been talking about for the past like.
No, I saw like people going off about it on Twitter, and I was like, I need to, but I don't know how much I can take.
You know? Rick Ross. I don't know if she could take Rick Ross yesterday, or was it day like before yesterday? The marble in his counter.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
it. Looked
amazing.
Like a line of coke, and like he went crazy with it the next day. He was like, "Oh my god, like this is marble. You
he's
guys
like,
don't have this.
People don't understand."
He was like bloggers out there. Yeah. So really, he's talking to you, who might not have understood. No, it really is like fascinating.
He'll take the elevator up one floor in his house in silence, and then 30 seconds later, he'll take a snap of him going down in silence. And then, like, it's just, you know, a guy who's in his enormous house with all these things, and there's nobody around, and all he does is he's just bored and just videotapes anything.
By the way, right, you guys...
His yacht.
It's endlessly fascinated by his tires.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was one of the first because Jeff kept talking about
Add
it.
Add friends. Username. What is it?
Ferrari Fat Boy.
What?
Yep.
Ferrari Fat Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's official service. He's got a pear next to his name.
I know.
He's verified.
And a fire. Does that mean he's on fire?
Maybe.
He's verified.
Okay. Do you feel like an obligation to snap all the time because you are a tastemaker?
Now I do. I'm like, I'm seeing so many people like reach out like, oh, I know you from Snapchat, or like even Michelle's who I work with.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, I know her. And I'm like, how do you know her? She's always on your Snapchat.
But so. If you walk into a room, you know to have your phone out and ready to record.
Yeah, but sometimes it's a little bit much.
I think it's always a bit much.
Yeah, like
it is a bit.
I kind of want to do this thing where, like, I kind of give it to my friends to have them take over, so that I can show mm-hmm. the people who are watching like what they see through their eyes, and mm-hmm. it's not like overbearing.
Right.
So I don't know. Well, I haven't figured out how to do it yet. But
I have a real issue with, like actually talking to my camera. Like, I think that's like a very weird thing to do.
Me too. I'm not comfortable with it. Like, I'm not venting to my Snapchat followers who. You don't even really know how many friends you have. You like can just see how many views. That's what's kind of weird about it too. And I don't know. It's like, it's really weird. It's like, you know, it's like right here sometimes. I call up in your nose. So I haven't done that yet, like a venting situation. I've seen people vent on Snapchat though, and I'm like, fam.
Wait, what's the craziest thing that somebody's like vented on Snapchat?
I don't know, like about what happened that day, maybe an argument they got into.
Sometimes I want to vent about taking a shit.
You want to vent
like
about it?
What?
No,
I'm like what?
That's,
yeah.
like, that's where my day peaks.
What kind of diet are you on?
Okay, this is
that's
going to
be
a
quote
cool
for this
personal.
Podcast.
This is the this is what we want to hear. This is
a little personal. I don't go to the bathroom as regularly as I should. So now that I'm on a diet, I go to the bathroom all the time.
Well, now you're healthy.
Now I'm healthy.
Yeah.
And now I want to shit all the time.
Do you want your mom to listen to this podcast?
I mean, she'll probably find it because she stalks me, so... Yeah.
Wait, are you... You're an only child, right?
No.
No.
My brother. But my mom comments on every photo, like the Do It Like Me challenge. I posted that video of me doing the dance. I look ridiculous with my friends. And my mom's like, I learned all the dance moves already. The only thing I can't do is a sexy walk.
So, wait, but she's not, like, on Snapchat.
She has one. She just doesn't know how to use it.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
She's a lurker.
Yeah, total lurker.
But...
Wait, so... A lot of people don't know, but TDE played an important part in both of your careers.
This is true.
Oh, yes.
True that.
Yes.
you're talking to Ashley and Brittany, not me, right?
Oh, no. I don't think TDE affected your career at all.
But yeah. How did you guys get affiliated with TDE on each of your ends?
I mean, it just started when Dave, who is the president, people that don't know, Dave Free, used to... be the one to send out all their email blasts, which is crazy. And they would literally come like directly from like his Gmail account. So he would send the stuff. I believe it was my friend Brandon in LA that like had introduced me to him over email. But I would just always reply back to him like with my link to my blog post. That's how, you know, that's how it went back in the day.
Sure.
And then... Yeah, my friend Brandon had linked us, and just totally randomly out of the blue one day, Dave hit me like, hey, we need someone to help us with our digital like stuff. You know, it was getting, he was doing everything on his own, and it was getting too busy for him to do it. And he asked if he could get on the phone with me, if I could come up with a plan. And I was like, are you contacting the right person? Because, you know, I don't really know you. But yeah, and then that's was when, right before Kendrick was about to go on a tour with Drake and A$AP Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Kendrick and A$AP Rocky were the openers. And yeah, their first tour date was in Miami. We weren't actually able to meet there, but we did a lot of like exchanging. I sent them like a whole like digital plan, and from there I just started working with them. I went out to LA. I went on a few tour dates on the BET Music Matters tour. My first project was working on Absol's Control System.
How is Absol to work with?
He's my favorite.
Is he?
I'm like, he's such a nice guy. Like,
he seems like he's like just super, just like blissed out. Of
he's
his mind.
Super chill, very nice, like so respectful to everyone.
Sunglasses
like,
all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did his press run with him here, and he's just, you know, everyone loves him. Like, just like, I don't know. He's like a little Care Bear. He's just so nice. But I feel like if you got him upset, he could definitely be upset. But yeah. I mean, to me, he's just. Always been respectful, very, very cool guy. And,
he's just easygoing.
Yeah, he's super like, whatever you say, Ash, yeah, let's do it, cool.
We interviewed Kendrick at Bonnaroo in 2012, and I'm sure you guys had a wonderful experience with him. He seems like a nice guy, and everyone loves him.
Super nice.
We found him to have zero sense of humor at that time. Because, you know, our interviews are just like all jokes and everything. We sat down with him, because we know Dave.
Yeah.
And like we got in a room with Kendrick, and it was just like... Nope.
Yeah, he bolted in the middle of it.
It was like an early exit. Yeah,
was he about maybe to perform.
Nope.
Maybe he was a little this off that day, but he definitely does have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he.
She has him dabbing on her Instagram.
Yeah, he is a fun. I was teaching him how to dab. Yeah, that's why. And these walls could talk video. I'm like, oh man, he's doing the quad. Like, he's definitely a funny. Maybe he's like one of those people that he needs to feel like more comfortable around someone. Mm-hmm. But that is a funny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is funny. And he makes, like, these little voices and these, like, laugh.
Does J-Rock have a sense of humor?
J-Rock is funny, but most of the time he's a toughie.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy. I'm like, hey, what's up? So.
I feel like Schoolboy Q is funny.
Yeah.
Schoolboy's a goofball.
Really, yeah, he's really funny.
Schoolboy's a goof and Soul's a goof. Yeah.
I actually met them at a college show. So I'm a St. John's
alumni. At St. John's, yeah.
Yeah, and they came to my school, and I just met them. Like, I was working with... the school organization over there called Haraya.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think this was actually after I graduated though. But like, I always go to the concerts. Like, I always go to the...
You went there undergrad and grad
school,
right?
Yeah. So I think it was like my last year. I was like finishing up, and then that's how I met them. And then the whole video thing happened. Like, I just was supporting them whenever they'd come to New York. And
right.
Yeah.
But how do they say like, oh, you know what? We really want you to be the star of this video.
Nah. It was really top dog in 2T's security.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's how it happened. It wasn't supposed to happen, but that's how it happened. So, yeah.
It wasn't supposed to happen, meaning, like, they had someone else cast, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Something
all right.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Something like that.
So, how much did your life change, like, the day before that video came out and the day the video did come out?
I honestly didn't think it would be as big of a deal as it was. Like, Rhett, did they know who Rhett is? I feel like you can
Rhett One
titles.
Is I feel like Rhett One is
he
the,
does everything.
Is the glue that keeps TDE together. He's like, you know, like second coming manager to all of them. He like puts everything together. He's like coordinator, helps with marketing.
He does it all.
He's the guy.
He was like, you don't understand, this is gonna be such a big deal, because I was kind of shy and timid on set. I'm like, first of all, it was like 0 degrees,
yeah.
And I had on no jacket or anything, and like I was just like, you know, I was like,
where'd they shoot it?
Well, they actually shot it in the Bronx,
mm-hmm.
but it looked like LA. So,
right,
yeah. If you like
Game
play, if you play close, if you pay close attention, you'll see the ambulance has New York plates. I think. So, yeah, that's how it happened.
And did you feel so? You're shy on set. Did you feel like this is something that had a future to it, or was this just a one-off?
I honestly really didn't know
okay.
until like it came out and everyone's like, "Oh my god, this brown skin girl!" This,
yeah,
like, dress.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
Yeah, I didn't realize it would be such a big deal.
And
then, like,
did you guys know each other at that point?
No, we didn't.
Met after.
We did.
On set or after, like, the video dropped and all that?
Yeah, after the video.
The funniest is when people ask us how we know each other.
Right, like. As if our last names didn't clue people in.
Yeah, we've been in meetings where people are just like, well, how'd you guys meet?
And it's like, well, I came home from the hospital, and he was there.
Same parents, you know.
How did you guys meet?
We have a lot of mutual friends, but I feel like it was the internet.
A lot of mutual friends, the internet, and then over the summer, it was like, I think it was more formally at like
I reached out when I was at Hot 97, too.
Yeah, and yeah, she reached out at Hot 97. I did one of those, what
Battle
was it called?
Battle of the Beats?
Battle of the Beats things. All right. Yeah. They Skyped me in. Right. I generally woke up late, and I looked crazy in there because I like had to throw up my hair in a ponytail. I was like, fuck, I'm not ready. Let me be Skyped in. And then we got more, like, we got cooler. We had, like she said, a lot of mutual friends, and we were at a lot of the same barbecues over the summer.
Yeah. I don't think we met formally before Amir connected us.
No, yes. Shout out right. Amir.
Yeah,
I love
yeah,
him.
Blame, blame the Label.
His social media is at Blame the Label.
Oh, wait, I know that.
And he managed Freeway, still mm-hmm. does.
Yes, yes, correct.
Yeah, I think I know that.
And he's one of the most, just the nicest, most well-connected, wonderful people on the face of the earth. And when we were like, hey, we want to meet Ashley Outrageous, Amir was like, oh, no problem. Like,
yeah, I already followed her. I was like, no way, they want to meet me? Fucking right, love yeah. them. They're fucking hilarious.
What is the first concert you guys went to?
I went to Oasis.
What?
At Madison Square Garden. Yeah, a friend won tickets through like Z100 or something like that. And we went down and we saw Oasis. And I bought a red, like just an obnoxiously red Oasis shirt with giant Oasis written on the front. And I wore it to school the next day and never wore it again.
Really?
Yeah, never. I had it. I was like, this is dope. Now, I wish I had it now.
Yeah, because now it's cool.
Now it would have been cool. Back then, not so much.
I actually just saw Noel Gallagher perform at, what festival was that? Governor's Ball.
Really?
Yeah.
How was he?
Surprisingly good. Really? I was like, wow, this sort of like, you know, I'm into this.
Let me guess. Did he play the hits? Did he play Wonderwall?
He did.
Oh, as he should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was very excited to see
it.
What
was the first one you saw?
My first concert was Cash Money, Big Timers, Fabolous, Nelly, St. Lunatics, and A-Marie.
Wow. You know, now you're just showing off.
Well, I mean, my real first concert was seeing Wyclef and like Destiny's Child at Carnegie Hall of all places.
With Aunt Jane.
Like, it not a great...
Oh, Aunt Jane wasn't performing, by the way. Aunt Jane took you.
She took me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was weird. It was all, like, old, stodgy, you know, people who were, you know...
In the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was me, and I was, like, really into...
Into Gone Till November?
Yeah, like, the cameraman, like, found me. Because, yeah. like, I was the only person that was, like, really into, like, say no, 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 no. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. All yeah, that. Yeah.
I think mine was the Spice Girls, to be honest.
The Spice Girls?
Yeah.
That's dope.
For my friend's birthday in, like, second grade.
Who was your favorite Spice Girl?
Sporty Spice. I literally used to, like, do the, Sporty Spice, like, thing. Terrible. Fake English accent.
Posh was the best, yeah. though. She
yeah.
still is.
Yes, yeah. I love Victoria Beckham.
David Beckham, for goodness sake.
And your first concert?
I don't remember. I think I have amnesia. I really don't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember your dreams?
Vaguely.
Hmm. Do you?
I remember my dream. Like, I have to talk about it, like, right when I wake up. And then, if I don't, then I'm like,
I'll remember, like, half of it. Yeah. As far as it goes.
I always want to look into them, but then I'm like, I'm kind of scared. I don't want to look into it. Like, my sister has this dream dictionary. She's like, I had this dream last night. I gotta.
But your sister's like a hippie.
Yeah, she's like super, you know, out there.
Have you been to a psychic?
I'm scared of those.
I would be too.
But it's like I want to go, but I won't. Is that weird?
I'm
always
like,
I was walked by one.
I mean, I don't really care to find out. Like, no. Well, here's the thing. I know what they're saying isn't necessarily
true.
The truth, yeah. But, like, also, like, I'm not one of those guys that's like, hey, look at this website and find out the day you're going to die. Because I don't want to, like, think about this all the time. Like, that's just stupid.
Yeah, then it's, like, stuck in the back of your head. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just would rather not. Like,
yeah.
I went once. Well, I got my palm read once.
And
sure. I felt like it was very inaccurate. And
really?
Then last year, this,
everything
like,
came true.
Came to the station, and she, like, she interviewed everyone. And I guess, like, Ebro had a baby. Saif had a baby. Like,
as in,
she said everyone was going to have, like, she was like, you're going to have a kid during this period. You're going to have a kid during this period. And it happened.
Well, what'd she say about you?
She was like, in February, you're going to have 3 jobs. I'm like, what about love? She was like, you know, it's Virgos. I'm like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, it was really, really rushed because I was, like, on the fence about doing it. But I ended up doing it last minute. So, yeah.
Did you have 3 jobs in February?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you this have was, a baby?
No. I wasn't in that. I wasn't in that meeting. So, no, I didn't have a baby. But.
So, she got all that from your palm?
Yeah, she was doing, I think she did cards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tarot cards and all that.
Eric, you're like legitimizing this. You're like, she got that all from your palm. She
I'm
got
asking.
It from the air.
I didn't believe it. And then like it started happening and I'm like, but see, I don't like that feeling either because then I start to expect it to happen.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, so.
But. I was walking through the park with my friend Leah yesterday and I asked her if she believed in ghosts and she said yes because her friend's house had been haunted by ghosts, and this feels like the exact same conversation.
I had these conversations before too, and I'm still on the fence about ghosts.
You're on the fence.
I am decidedly not on the fence.
I'm so scared to go into something that people say has ghosts that I can't even like say like, oh yeah, there's definitely ghosts in there. Like I've seen it.
I was recently in New Orleans, and that place is scary. Like
the
I'm
whole
not
city,
lie, it's scary. Yeah,
scary
like,
haunted.
The, well, the French Quarter is yeah. very sketch. Like.
You were
like, where
like
you
Rick
like
Ross scary, was just in the yeah. French Quarter, according to his Snapchat.
Yeah, we stayed at the Soniet house, and it's like very like old fashioned.
Uh-huh.
But like, my manager thought there was a ghost in her room. She didn't sleep in her room at all. She slept with me and Amina.
Oh my god!
Did,
yeah.
you,
the
did you sleep with like one eye open?
Sort of.
Gripping
but
your pillow
Hammer
tight.
Happened to be staying next to me, so I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, what could possibly happen?
You know, there was like an instance where I was somewhere for my sister's wedding. And we were at this kind of like creepy, like old place. And in one of the rooms, the bathroom was locked. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, who's in the bathroom? Nobody's in the bathroom. It was locked. So I go down to get my dad to come open the door. And then when I get back up, it's freaking unlocked. So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, hey, no. We got to get
Are you sure it wasn't your dad using the bathroom?
No, yeah, nobody was in there. No one was in the room, nothing. Did like, you nobody tell them? Was in there. Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I get scared easily. Like, I do not watch scary movies. I can't even watch the preview. If I can't reach the control in time, I'm closing my eyes and I start la 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 la. And I close my ears. Like, last scary movie I think that freaked me out was The Ring, and it has never been the same since.
You're not doing haunted houses.
No.
Actually, we tried to get her to go to a haunted house.
Yeah,
She's
no.
Like, I'm not
with it. Well, I mean,
but now
it's November.
I will be the coat hanger, the bag. Lady, like I'm not with that scary stuff. I don't care. People are like, it's fake. Like I don't care.
Have you seen The Shining? Because
yes.
That's like a non-traditional scary movie.
Yeah, that one's not that bad. It's like the old ones. Are
I mean,
not
it's
that
pretty
bad.
Messed up, but
those new school ones, like those insane asylum ones, and the like haunted little girl coming in the house,
the
or like
sure.
Exorcist, all those things,
exorcist,
like yeah. that paranormal
yeah.
activity
that
shit. Fuck that! Like,
wait, you guys want to hear something scary? So the other day, I'm sitting on my bed, and my computer is next to me on like a on that sort of like nightstand thing, and I text my friend Erica Ramirez, and then I look back on my computer, and there is a long woman's hair just resting on my computer.
What?
Don't know where it came from. And then
what, like
I
like a piece of hair?
No, like a long strand of yeah. like a woman's, and I was just like, that's weird. But it was just like
that's weird.
Well, yeah. What are you saying? That because you texted Erica,
I'm
the
saying,
hair grew out of your computer.
Eric, our apartment is haunted. I'm like 90% sure.
Yeah, I'm not with that haunted stuff. And
I mean,
ghost thing. I don't know.
So Halloween's not really like your thing.
No.
But
I'm
Halloween.
I'm even scared in the Halloween store. Like, I don't go.
Wait,
you
in
know
the
how
store?
Some Halloween stores have like the bottom floor stuff with all the scary stuff. Yeah, I don't go down there.
We,
what? Nope. I'm staying in the front of the store. I'm only going when it's sun outside. I'm scared.
Jeff and I
wait,
went.
Wait, how do you walk anywhere in New York City?
I know. So then let me tell you this. That's what I'm saying. So then this new damn Netflix series, Jessica Jones, I watched 3 episodes the other night, back to back, at night. Like, I'm literally, like, stuck to the TV watching it. The next day, I'm walking around, like, super, like,
wait, also,
nervous.
When you look for a place to live, like, what happens if you get, like, a weird vibe, like, after
oh, yeah,
you sign the lease?
There. Yeah.
What if you sign the lease and then catch a weird vibe?
I know, that would suck. I get very scared easily. I'm almost like, I think I'm going to buy a nightlight again soon.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say a knife.
I know,
like,
that's what I thought.
Oh my God.
A knife and a nightlight. Yeah, a knife and a nightlight.
Jeff and I were in Houston a couple years ago to shoot our video for Girls with the Dirty Souths with Bun B, and we went to a Halloween store to go get what would be the girls'
pubic options,
right, oh yeah, God. Which were wigs. And they're like, hey, would you like to try? They're like, what kind of wig are you looking for? We're like, good quality, not the best quality. You know, it's for a music video. They're like, for a music video, would you like to try on the wigs? And we're just like, Yes, yes, we would.
Yes.
And so Jeff ended up wearing these wigs, which he ended up using, and they're just like, how does it feel? It's like, it doesn't matter. It really, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's not for this, whatever. But Halloween, you hung out with Rick Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
At your Halloween party.
And everyone he was on thought Snapchat. He was in, like, it was someone in costume. Yeah. As him.
Like, people were like, Rick Ross there. There, I'm like, where?
There was a second Rick Ross there.
Oh, there was?
Apparently, yeah. Also, Young Sav was dressed up as
Shook
Knight.
He had one
Shook
of the best Knight. Costumes. Yeah. His costume is really good.
I didn't even know that was him, mind you. Yeah, like, I didn't say hi to him. Then. I didn't know
you
that
didn't
was
know Sav?
I didn't know. Had I known, I would have said hi, but I was like, who's that? Dressed as Shook Knight.
But it was your party with Justine Sky and Lenny S.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked amazing.
Yeah, I feel like it took a little bit to get there, but once we got there, it was good. Like,
well, what time did Rick Ross roll through?
Late, you know.
Did you have a heads up? Did you have a heads up that he was coming?
I kind of had an idea. Okay. Yeah, I had an idea. But we were competing with Puff. Like, there were a lot of parties that night.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah. It was cool. He That's had awesome. Fun. He was all over Snapchat, Snapchatting everyone, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
believe cool. me, I saw.
I was like, where's Lyra?
Did he? Yeah, where was she?
Well, they had broken up by that That's point. But
they're together, though.
I know, now they're back together. By the way, they have nothing in common, according to Snapchat.
According to
according
how
to
you
follow
read
her
it.
On Snapchat?
No, I follow his Snapchat.
Wait, what Snapchats, like, do you guys follow? Because I know a lot of people follow, like, the Taz Angels. I know Dr. Miami's on there. Like, what, like, weird?
I follow Ashley Outrageous and Brittany Scott.
I just started following Fat Trell, which so far hasn't lived up to what I expect a Fat Trell Snapchat to be like. I feel like he should be.
He's not eating shirtless in, like, you know, a restaurant or anything.
No, not yet. Who are some weird ones?
Weird ones? I don't know.
I love Mr. Flawless on Snapchat.
I like Mr. Flawless a lot.
I love him in the store. Like, I feel like he should get, like, a little TV show.
Yeah, he has, like, a whole, like, cadre of characters who work there. Like, these, like, toothless, no, I mean, like, I'm sure they're lovely people, but they just look like, they look like the people that you would see at the DMV. Like, they're just like,
I don't know. I'm so new to Snapchat. I feel like I've just followed, like, friends that I have so far.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like I'm still following friends.
And Rick Ross.
Yeah.
I think you guys are good on Snapchat. One of you does doodles.
I'm very good.
I'm a doodler.
Yeah, you got a pen or is that by
no.
hand?
No, it's my. I have very skinny fingers.
I'm always like, you got a pen? I need a pen.
I'm like here for all the ratchet snaps. So
the
you
ratchet
guys have
snaps?
Any ratchet snappers?
Do people send you just the most ratchet snaps?
No, but I wish they would. Like, I love Cardi B. She's like my guilty pleasure. Like, yeah. She knows that. And she's gonna be in love.
That's from Love and Hip Hop.
She's gonna be in Love and Hip Hop. Yeah, like I'm
I
gonna watch
I
just
saw,
for. I don't watch that.
I saw some Instagram posts. That she did the other day when she was talking about removing the back of her teeth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I forget.
Wait,
what? Yeah. But it's a joke, though. It's a joke.
I don't know. That feels like a lifestyle.
Now that you guys have, like, attained a certain status of tastemaker and influencer, do you feel like, and I won't tell you which one is tastemaker and which one is influencer. You guys figure that out between yourselves.
I think they actually mean the same.
I feel like they all mean nothing.
Yeah. People are like, I'm like, what's that?
I hate the word influencer. I hate the word, like,
why?
It's not a real job. It's not a real term. It's not a real anything.
I think people categorize us specifically as influencers.
Yeah, well, people are idiots.
But how often do you guys get asked to, like, put people on?
All the time.
All the time. Every day, almost. It's in my email every day.
How often do you guys get asked?
Too much. Like, we're certainly not in the position that you guys are, and we get asked, like, all the time. Yeah.
You guys are popping.
Sending us stuff. Podcast is popping. It's doing all right.
Yeah. Get me on the podcast. If people don't
know, right. People
I definitely...
chase us down.
People chase them down, a.k.a. me.
Outside of the future party.
Podcast. Yeah. Outside in the public. That happened.
Somebody hit us up saying that they wanted their artist to get on. And I don't even know if they count as artists.
Did they ask if they could pay?
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always
great. Like,
yeah.
How much do you charge for a post? I'm like, I've never charged for a post. Because then that would be like, you know, just like I'm randomly put. People would know, like, you know, your readers would know, like,
right.
You want to listen to this.
Right. Agreed.
But how much would it cost for you to post this podcast?
She's doing it for free. She's on
it's
it.
It's a free of charge.
You're listening to A Waste of Time with It's the Real. Make sure to check out our archives at soundcloud.com/awasteoftime and listen to episodes like the one we had with Jadakiss.
We didn't play you guys in high school in football, did we? We went to
Harrison High School.
He used to whip y'all in. Boy, in high school, we used to break Harrison.
I don't think so.
I used to look forward to playing Harrison, Pearl River, Poor Chester.
Rye.
All of Rye. I used to have some of my biggest games against y'all. We used to whip y'all in.
Wait, you went to what, like Roosevelt?
I went to Gordon. Gordon High School. Okay. We used to break Harrison.
I've never heard of your high school.
Yeah, right.
Make sure to subscribe, rate, comment, pass around all of our episodes on SoundCloud and iTunes while we get back to our conversation with Brittany Skye and Ashley Outrageous. What's the weirdest event that you guys have been to?
Weirdest event?
Yeah.
What do you mean by weird?
I mean, like one thing that I was supposed to go to was Rick Ross was doing CrossFit at the Reebok CrossFit place.
I would have loved that.
Yeah.
And you didn't go?
No, I did go, but I was the only one that showed up, first of all.
Well, because it got canceled before you
No,
were told,
it got canceled
right?
as I got there. And so I was the only one.
Why?
They gave me a free
pair.
He didn't come. And so, I mean, apparently he was waiting outside in his truck, but I was the only one that was there. I guess no other writers showed up because they're idiots. And then they gave me a free pair of Reeboks, which
that'd
I then
amazing.
Sold on eBay.
Blog post title, I just did CrossFit with Rick Ross.
Yeah.
People would have been like, what? Must read.
Hashtag pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like, those are the best events, actually. Like, Flo Rida had a SoulCycle event, like, where he led, like, a whole hour-long, like, spin class or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
We actually did a thing with Flo Rida. We went all through Times Square on a party bus, and they played his album, which was only, like, 30 minutes long.
I
they played it twice.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And, like, he was, like, fist-pumping the entire time. Like, there was a girl who made out with, like, two guys on the bus. It was only an hour-long thing.
Oh, my.
Like, it was wild.
I don't really know what the weirdest event is that I went to.
What? You guys go to things all the time.
I know, that's why
probably
I'm like,
the problem.
But what's weird, I could see, like, the coolest. I don't know about weird.
Sure, what's the coolest one?
The coolest one, I think, is this most recent one I went to, this Jack Daniel's Motel No. 7 event that they had in, it was, like, in Greenpoint. It was fucking crazy. It was, like, all these different rooms of things going on. There was, like, a pillow fighting room. There was a room of phony people playing in, like, a bedroom setup. There was a karaoke
room.
The
band Phony People.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a room where you could get married by Elvis, you know, like some Vegas type shit. There was a room where there was breakdancers, and I got in there, and I breakdanced. It was all over my Snapchat, and I did that because no one believes me that I used to breakdance. I'm very
Wait, you
sorry.
Used to breakdance?
So
yes,
confused.
I used to
I was
breakdance.
Like, are you doing a windmill
People
right
were
now?
Texting me, Snapchatting me, tweeting me, like, holy shit.
Why
are
wouldn't
you
put that on Instagram where it doesn't disappear?
I am. I think I'm going to do it and be like, yes, this was me breakdancing.
Why don't you put that on your tax forms?
I don't know. Answer.
I went to another one, which was a Bacardi event, and it was like a Facebook thing saying like anything that you like will make it happen.
Right.
And so they put a Facebook poll up, and it was just like, do you like Playboy bunnies, like wrestling, like in the middle of your concert? And so they had Playboy bunnies, and then they had like, do you like to learn basketball? And they had Allen Houston from the Knicks playing, like teaching basketball on the roof. And they were like, do you like Donald Glover? And then he was performing, and then it was just like there was too much of it. It was awful. It was at Terminal
too
5
much going on.
It was the worst venue. Like I was not into it.
This wasn't an event, but you guys flew to Dubai.
Oh, yeah. That was an event.
Shout
that
out
was a, that
to
was a
that
movie.
Deal. We got
that
deal.
Was an event.
We got that deal last Christmas. Brittany's blowing on my phone
I was
at 3
like,
o'clock
Ashley,
in the morning.
Wake up.
I'm like, you better... This better be good. What? What?
And it was.
They got, yeah, $170. We paid round trip to go because it was like a glitch
American
in the system.
American dollars.
Yes, $170 American dollars. Only me and her, though, our other friends that we were trying to blow up and nobody's answering... They got it the next morning, so it was still available for $240. Everyone
some
else
are $240,
paid.
Some are $200, which
That's
is
still crazy.
Really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, but me and Brittany paid $170.
I feel like this is the year everyone goes to Dubai, though. Like, everyone's there. The Grand Prix is going on right now, right? Is it almost over?
Oh, now it's happening?
I feel like
you're
it
asking
must,
Eric
it must,
and me like we know.
Yeah. I don't know. I Huge see Grand Prix heads. Hamilton all over my Snapchat. Like
that was so much fun, though.
Wait, so how'd you find out about the deal? On Twitter?
On Twitter. I think Nigel
It was Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel
D. Of course it was.
Plug.
He is. No, but here's the thing with Nigel. Nigel finds out about something, gets it himself, and then puts the information out there. Yeah. And then the website shuts down because everyone is looking to try to get that same deal.
Idiot.
No,
he's
smart.
There were so many people, though, that got those trips, though. Like, even, like, the whole, like, Brunch Brown's crew, they all got tickets. Like, we all got tickets.
Some of the World's Fairs guys went in February.
Yeah, they went before us. Like, everyone was going at, like, different times. Like, there was a lot of people that I knew that got the same deal. And then even when we were on the plane, we met a couple, and they got the deal, too.
Crazy. Yeah. So you guys just, like, picked a weekend or a week or whatever, and you're like, all right, we'll go
then? I think it was, like, a certain date that we had to pick to get that price.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah, we did.
And we planned, like, what, like, 4 months ahead?
Yeah. How deep?
It was, like, all girl. How many girls would you
say? Maybe, like, eight? Yeah. And then, like, we booked, like, we were booking, like, four rooms.
Having never
hotels.
Been there, by the way.
No. But I did a lot of Googling. I did a lot of,
sure.
I literally made the whole itinerary. I made it a document. I made a little header. That. I was like, send this to your parents.
So you're
just
like the organized one.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm doing that for my trip coming up next week.
Yeah. I'm like, that
I was like,
not.
At this time, we're going to do that. At this time. And then we got to, you know, then we have the travel time. La, 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 la. Like, yeah.
You were running like a camp group.
Wait, was there anybody?
I mean, we had to because I wasn't going to I wasn't going to be in no damn Dubai. Out, what are we going to do today? I was like, oh no. I was researching like, is it safe? What can we wear?
First question,
what can we wear?
Was it safe?
Yeah, it was very Americanized.
Okay.
It's like Vegas on 10.
Yeah, I wanted to get a little more culture, and it was like super like, it was Americanized. Like the highway signs were like in Arabic and in English.
I feel like old Dubai was like the most.
Yeah, the Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi.
So you guys did what? You rode like ATVs?
No, we did
we went snowboarding, snowboarding.
Sandboarding, and then it was like the go-kart. But it's not a go-kart, something else. But it's not an ATV.
It's not an ATV?
No.
Mm.
It was either you're in the... It's like a go-kart, but like...
Let's just talk about the ride to the sand dunes.
Oh, my God.
It was so scary. Like, I was nauseous.
Yeah,
in
the
a
RAV
Jeep or something?
And like a RAV4, yeah.
I thought it was going to flip.
You're literally like... like you're in a boat, like mad waves. At the second ride on the way back, I was so nauseous. I was like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah,
I can't.
But that's a good story. I threw up in Dubai.
I threw up in Dubai.
And then we did a camel ride, but it was a rip-off because
Why?
It was
what
like
happened?
30 seconds.
Really?
And I almost fell off.
Well, we got dinner.
You could do that at the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah. We got dinner. We did really cool henna.
How long does the henna last?
Mine lasted a
like
while.
2 weeks.
Wow.
Depends on
how often you
scrub.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, now like
we went to the beach.
It's like a judgment call.
Nightlife was cool too.
Yeah,
nightlife was
cool.
Actually cool there.
Oh, while we were there, Jeremiah was there, and my friend was managing him at the time. So we're like, "Let's go to the club." Jeremiah's there. So yeah.
So it was not hard to get in.
No.
Well, also, it's eight girls.
Well, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel.
And then our other friend knew someone there who was like, he's like really like connected in the Dubai scene. He's like an influencer. He's American, but he lives in Dubai. So he actually took us to a few things, and it was so fun. Remember our first night there? He took us out. He took us to the club, and we were blasting 56
Nights.
Oh
yeah, that's
it was amazing. It was just, I was like, that's all I want to do.
Hold on.
The minute we got to the hotel, I queued 56 Nights. I was like, yes.
How can you play 56 Nights in Dubai?
I played it off my iPod. I know, but we were like, shout out to DJ Esco.
Yeah, every single time.
But it's like, it's a good song.
It is.
Did you guys feel any certain way about like snapping or about like Instagramming from there? Like,
I don't know.
Not
the
China
world what I was experiencing.
No.
I was snapping every second I got. I had two Mofis with me, just in case.
Brittany, did you feel bad about selling drugs because DJ Esco went away for...
Yeah, I kept my drug sales.
Oh, is that what you brought
minimum.
in these big duffel bags?
Yep.
Yeah, Brittany brought like six bags to our party.
You know, that's the weird thing there too, like about like, you know, like smoking weed and stuff there. There's like no weed.
Mm-mm.
They smoke like some like tobacco thing. And then drinking, like, remember there was no liquor stores.
Yeah,
you had to get a guy called a milkman
to
come.
Deliver it, yeah. Unless you buy it in the airport.
They make house calls?
Yeah,
house calls. But it's like you gotta know somebody who knows somebody.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, wow.
No public intoxication on the street.
Well,
how'd that work out for you guys?
Oh, my God. There was this drunk girl in the lobby of our hotel, remember? And the security was like, to her dude, he's like, get your girl. Because she can't be like...
This is not your girl, though.
No. Yeah, like, if you're drunk, like, if they see you drunk, like, you get arrested, apparently.
But
so,
what about if you're in the club?
Like,
do they have liquor in the club?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you can't come out like shit-faced trash, got your shoes off.
Right.
Right. You have to, like, sort of have a come down for a couple hours.
Keep it together.
And how long were you guys out there?
Like 4 or 5 days. right?
Because I think, like, the total trip was, like, 7 days, and it was, like 5 full days.
So,
because it's 12 hours there and 14 back.
Damn.
You guys, oh, yeah.
Can you guys...
Me and Brittany had onesies on. They searched me because I had a onesie on.
I'm so happy.
Like, what you got in there, homegirl? So I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, that was a cool experience, though.
What's the next trip?
I don't know. I'm trying to go to Mykonos or some shit.
Oh, oh shit. Amazing.
I'm going to Costa Rica a week after Art Basel.
Right.
But I'm only there for, like, 2 full days. But
and why 2 full days?
Because we didn't plan wisely. Oh. last minute planning. Balling on a budget, mm-hmm. So, you know, again, I'm going to be there doing my itinerary, so.
But you get to zipline, which is the most important part.
Yeah, but I get to zipline. I'm really excited about that. And go on some ATVs.
Try surfing.
See some monkeys.
Yeah. You've been sand surfing already, though, so.
No, I know, but I'm saying surfing.
We, like, went, like, sand sliding. Yeah.
Sand sliding.
We didn't stand up. We went sliding.
I freaking hated climbing back up that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, it was crazy.
Once we got down there, that's when I realized we would have to climb back up. And I'm like, fuck.
That was the most exhausting part about the trip for me. Yeah.
It was.
Not like picking sand out of, like, you know, your ear or something like that.
I was just going to say that. I was like, I had sand in my ear for I don't know how long. I was like, what the fuck?
It's like Christmas,
later.
Like, tree needles, like, in your apartment for, like...
Thank
once
God
again,
I didn't wear...
Like, we don't understand.
Yeah, it was... Oh, my God, the sand was ridiculous.
But you guys went to Atlanta sort of recently when you
guys...
Yes,
we love Atlanta.
Yeah, we love Atlanta.
Came up with your nicknames.
Yes, that's when...
Ashley Dabrages. Oh, Cashley Dabrages.
Ashley Dabrages. And Lenny. Mind you, we were dabbing before this whole
this
fad
was
started.
Last year.
I can't even do the dab anymore. Like, it's over. It's done. Crazy. Once they did it on that news station...
Yeah,
that,
it's over.
That clips,
wait,
yeah.
What do they call it?
Bapping.
Bapping.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, good Lord, have mercy on me.
It's over. It's a wrap.
We should come up with our own dance.
It's true.
Yeah.
But your
one.
Mom is not allowed to learn it, though.
She will learn it. She will learn it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I hope my mom doesn't do it again.
Do you guys, either of you, have fear of missing out in any level? Like,
I used to all the time.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, I'm kind of happy to be home. Like,
yeah.
Whenever I can be home, I'm like,
oh. Yeah.
I get FOMO, at times. But other times, I'm just like,
I don't.
Like
I'm over
I
it.
Do
yeah. Well, I feel like it used to be that things felt special and things felt like there was like, oh man, like you had to be there this one night. Now it's like there's 4 things every single night and it's just like, who cares?
Like, honestly, I feel like if it's a birthday party, I sort of want to be there.
Right.
Like, otherwise, like, I'm just like, it's all right.
Well, you're just speaking specifically about the one birthday party that we didn't get invited to.
Which one? Oh, no, not that one. No. I meant, honestly, like, I like to go to birthday parties and support. Like, that's where
right.
I...
Right.
Yeah,
that's, like, your one day out of the year, like, where you want to feel special. So.
Yeah.
I'm big on birthdays, too.
I remember when you would say, like, you're like, yo, like, I'm getting some of the DJs at Hot 97 to sort of, like, help me, like, figure out my path here, and look at you now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still not as great as them, but...
No, but...
I'm a work in progress.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, Camilo, I was supposed to go out with him on Friday, and I kind of didn't do it. Like, he's one of the hardest working DJs ever. I'm sure you guys all know.
He does
4 parties a night.
Yeah.
But he's really good on the mic. Mic is, like, my thing that I have to get better at, so.
What are the secrets to it?
Being drunk.
Okay.
When I'm drunk, I'm, like, the best MC when I'm drunk. Yeah. So.
Did you ever consider having a different DJ name?
No.
It was always going to be Brittany Scott.
Yeah. Because I'm, like, I don't say, like... DJ, like, I like DJ set by. Like, I don't want to be considered, like...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like people put in so much time to be... Like, you know, like, they put so much time into that craft. Like, I don't feel like I'm there yet. So.
Oh.
Like, DJ
Brittany
Sky, I don't like that.
Gotcha. I thought you just meant because, like, it's changing your brand sort of name.
Oh, no.
Wait, here's a question. Ashley, you are short.
Mm-hmm. That's not a question.
With his big voice.
Very small.
But what is it like going to, like, concerts?
Fucking sucks.
When you can only see, like, the small of someone's back.
I literally, and I'm going to be honest, I've grown accustomed to the past, like, 3 years being able to go to concerts, like, VIP.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I can't go VIP, I'm just like, no, dude, I can't. Because either I got to watch a TV or, like if I, like, let's say Terminal 5, for instance.
Yes.
If I got to be on the floor at Terminal 5.
Nope.
Fuck no.
It just, like, depends, too, on, like, who
sucks.
You're with. Because I feel like we've had opportunities to be all access. And sometimes we'll just, like,
push our way to the front.
We'll push our way to the front, or we'll just like see how other people are like responding to it, because most of these people we've seen 1,000 times already.
So. I will say, as a freakishly tall person, I feel terrible standing anywhere but the back at a concert.
I look at people that are taller than me standing, and I tap them. You know, I'm like reaching up, like. And they're like, oh, okay, my man.
Well, the greatest place to be a person of your size is probably an airplane, right? Like that works out.
I just had this conversation the other day. Yeah, airplane. I'm comfy. I don't care what seat I get. Let me get in there. I'm cozy.
So really, so what Jeff is saying is, the next time you go to Dubai or whatever, give Jeff a call.
Hit him up. Yeah. You're gonna be my seatmate. Yes.
It was really good hanging out with you guys.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
What's up with the ladies?
Yo.
Ladies.
I've always been curious. I'm like, I always see these two together, but I wonder what goes on in their love life.
They've come and gone, which is like whatever.
Like everything else in life.
But now that we're really popping,
you better watch out.
Honestly, it's really funny seeing the ones who like, since we put out the announcement about the TV show, the ones who have sort of come around to be like, oh, what's up? And it's just like,
Yeah, you better watch out for those. If we see you guys with somebody, we're going to be like, who are you? State your name.
And the funny thing is, when Nigel sort of like pushes them, you know, like even further, because he sees it happening, and it's just
Yeah. There have definitely been like Snapchats of girls who have.
I want a blizzard red.
You know, girls who we all know who
put
themselves out there. And I was just like, wow. Like, wasn't expecting that. It was an aggressive move.
And that's what I expected with Snapchat, but it's been real quiet. Gotta be honest.
Well, you just got on.
Yeah, you just got on. You gotta give yourself some time.
Yo, and like you'll see like the notification says like Snapchat from, and it's just like text. And it's like, oh, all right.
No picture.
I gotcha.
No picture. No video.
And the funny thing is, when people like, they'll send like 15 in a row, so I wake up to it and I see like, it's like Snapchat, all from like one person. It's like, whoa, this must be something. But it's like, it was sent to me and to everyone.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
A lot of those too, sometimes.
So I'm just like, this is really not personalized whatsoever.
At all.
Like, I'm really bad at writing back, though. Like, I need to get good at that. Like,
you wrote me back.
It's different.
By the way, what I said was, because Brittany was at a store and there was a Thanksgiving sale for the hoverboards. But it was called the Swagway.
Like Swagway.
And I was like, yo.
That was at Modell's.
So I was like, yo, I hope you're picking one up and you're going to roll through, like literally roll through our apartment on a Swagway. And Brittany's like, nope. And I was like, all right, fine. But
nope. You know those are banned in New York now, right?
I do, yeah.
Really? Where? Outside?
Yeah.
And here's my thing about them. Why are people calling them hoverboards?
Yeah, it's crazy.
If they do not hover.
No.
Like, it's not a hoverboard.
It's not.
It has wheels.
Not in any way.
So I'm like, what are we supposed to call it?
Wait, what?
You know those motorized bikes that, like, God forgive me, but, like, the Asian delivery men around on?
Yeah.
Why aren't those banned?
Yo, they be zooming down the street on those.
I don't know why they're not banned.
Like, they're coming fast.
They are.
You got to get out of the fucking way.
I know.
He is not joking with that low mane. He is trying to get to that delivery time, so that Grubhub.
That's right.
And they got that little bell. They scare me. I'm telling you. It's
you're scared of everything.
I know.
Literally. I'm not riding a bike in New York. I'll ride one in the park.
I feel like you're not scared of everything, though.
No, like scary stuff, though.
Right. Like paranormal activity.
But I do. I mean, the dark does kind of. I don't really like the dark. Like, at night, if I'm walking, like, dark train stop, I'm, like, faking I'm on the phone. I've literally called my dad at once. Like, just stay on the phone with me because I'm walking in the dark and I'm scared.
I had a friend that lived in the projects, and I don't know. I guess that's why I love Cardi B so much. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I want to be her minus all the thottin. Like,
Yeah.
So, like, I'd go visit this friend sometimes, and I wouldn't know what to do. Like, I'd be scared as shit. Like, walking through the projects, she lives in Fort Greene Projects. Walking through the projects, no joke. Like, I'm like, should I be on my phone so that people can hear if anything goes wrong? Or should I not be on my phone because they might take it? Like,
I'm scared of the train.
So
I think
you should be on.
I put on a bird voice, like I sound like a bird, so they think that I'm from there. My bird impersonation is really good.
Can you do it now?
Do it.
Oh my god! Tell me why I was at the club with my nigga Daquan, and I see my old nigga there, and the girl that Daquan used to fuck with, and not only that, but I also saw my baby father, and I was like, hold the fuck up! You out here buying bottles for bitches, and you owe me child support? Fuck out of here!
Yo.
Fuck yes. That's all. Yo. I got.
I can't do this.
My baby father.
Father.
My baby father.
Wait, before we go, Brittany, how many unread text messages do you have?
This is my question that I told them to ask you.
I just got a new phone on Thanksgiving.
Stop it. Wait, I'm still doing that for a second.
Right now I'm 32. That's not bad.
32?
Yo!
I'm so proud of
look
you.
Look at the emails, though.
She's seen...
What's the emails?
17,000 plus.
Jesus.
Some of it's spam, but she's seen... Some of it's spam. I've gotten better.
Yeah. You've come a long way.
I had
way.
Like 392 before yeah. Thanksgiving.
392,000?
No,
100. Just 100 yeah. unread text messages. You've
oh,
come
text
along,
messages.
You've come a long way.
I've come a long way. I'm trying to keep
that's
it
a, that's a very long way.
What is it? Do you just, you see the email come in, you're just like, okay, cool, and you move by it, and you don't like tap at it and mark it as read?
No, I think I'm lazy on email, but text messages, I just, sometimes I'll be like, all right, I'll get back to this person, like, or if it's like.
Or you don't.
Yeah, just don't. Yeah.
Or I don't.
Or I don't. Or I'll just forget, honestly.
And then she leaves it there unread.
And it drives
for
her
months.
Crazy.
And I'm like.
Just for the record, how many unread texts do you have right now,
zero,
Ashley?
Zero. Probably three.
Zero.
Yo, wait, but your emails.
Those emails are popping right now.
I only got 1,000.
Just 1,000.
I'm going to let Ashley read all my texts.
I got spam in there, though.
I do that with my DMs, too.
I got some cyber money.
You let somebody else read your DMs for you?
So I'm saving those.
I was going to Cleveland, and that was the first time I ever checked my Instagram DMs. Like, for the people that, like, I'm not friends with, that was the first time. I had, like, 200-something DMs.
200?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I never checked them.
Goddamn.
Wait, what are your thoughts on unsolicited, like, pics?
I never get dictures, thankfully.
Dictures.
I never get dictures.
I've never gotten one of those. That doesn't
don't
mean send me one.
Yeah.
I don't want one.
You know who gets them? Laura Thank Styles God. Gets them all the time.
Really?
Like, we used to sit
She's just
and
the type?
At, she gets dictures.
Dictures. This name kills
like, not
me.
Even asking
Make that
for
a hashtag.
Because no.
Angela Yee like actively asks for them to a certain email.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But Laura Styles
well,
gets
them. Well, because she's a medical professional.
Oh my God. I really, dicks freak me out.
I just think it's weird. Like, why are you taking a picture of yourself? Like, what?
You know what I hate, though? Don't I hate seeing, it. Like, dictures. Well, I've only seen Laura's, really. But, like, when guys take pictures and they have their socks on, it's like, you have nothing else on, but you keep your
socks
on. That's so weird.
It's Super an aesthetic.
It's an aesthetic.
Yeah. It's called art.
Yeah.
I'm just trying that. To. So trying
but also, like, it's cold in New York, and so, like, you don't want to.
I hate you.
Oh, my God.
No pictures, please. We're good on those.
Well, I'm Eric.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Brittany Sky.
Pow, 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 pow.